This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 217 for Monday, January 11th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Monday morning, with the biggest gains in the front months, as bullish technical signals and the need to ration the tightening supplies provided support. Canola is steady to up nearly $6, hitting fresh contract highs. In the March contract, it's up $5.70 right now at $670.90 per ton. Overnight gains in Chicago soybeans had provided some spillover support, but soybeans were turning lower, and that did limit the upside in canola. While canola is thought to be looking a bit overbought from a chart standpoint, the underlying fundamentals remain supportive. Early weakness in the Canadian dollar, down about 0.75 cents at 78 U.S. cents, added to the eventual strength in canola today. But in the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report tomorrow. That will include updates on the 2020 production and revised ending stocks forecasts. Positioning ahead of that report should account for much of today's activity. Soybeans had been higher overnight, but turned lower at the start of the North American day session. The March contract down 6 cents at $13.68 per bushel. Tomorrow's report is expected to show downward revisions to both U.S. and world soybean stocks, but the supportive influence of those expectations have already been largely priced into the futures. Updates to South American crop estimates will also be followed closely, as both Brazil and Argentina have dealt with the dry weather through their growing seasons. Corn, it's down to start the day, the March contract down 2 cents at $4.94.5. Tighter corn stocks are also expected in tomorrow's USDA report, but news that Argentina is looking to relax a ban on corn exports accounted for some of today's selling pressure, as that country had planned on stopping corn sales over the next 2 months in order to prop up domestic supplies. Wheat, it is lower as well. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in March at $6.05 per bushel. Kansas City down 2 cents at $5.93 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down a penny in the March contract at $6.38 per bushel. Tomorrow's USDA reports will include an update on U.S. winter wheat acres. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 11th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.